Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Hello,
wait,
everyone.
We're not live yet. No, it's going to be. Look, it's processing.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Oh, wait.
Now we're live.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live.
Oh, we're live. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
We made it to Sunday.
Woo, what a week. What a week.
I know.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Welcome. We are starting a new thing. Today is the first episode of our new podcast.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. And we're gonna speak loudly.
Yes. We're gonna
speak into this microphone.
That's right.
Thanks, everybody. So let's introduce ourselves. My name is Chad Williams, I guess.
Oh, last names too. Yeah. My name is Z Briggs. Hi. And we live in New York City, and we are puppeteers and parents.
Yes.
And we live here. So
this is our puppeteer parent podcast, or is it puppet? I think it's puppet parent podcast. Yeah. It's all new. And so this week we have been dealing with a lot of stuff, as I'm sure a lot of you other folks have. You, by the way, you're streaming live. You're like,
I know, I'm sorry. I'm like looking at my computer.
Your brow is forever preserved on Facebook Live.
No, that's a wonderful thing.
So anyways, guys, so
I'll check the comments.
We've been stumbling through this first episode. Let me tell you, we have been stuck at home with our kids, like a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, our business, aka our income, has been totally destroyed.
Wow.
By so we perform all these highly interactive puppet shows throughout New York City. Last year we did 400 performances. Mm-hmm. We were so happy and we're so proud. We have three employees, like our performing partners, and we've done all these New York City landmarks. We toured in Thailand, and then all of a sudden, the graph just keeps on going up and up and up, suddenly, like a lot of people out there, just like us, suddenly the COVID-19 virus crisis hit, and all of our gigs canceled, all schools are canceled now until April 20th. Libraries, temples, everywhere is like, no, we got to quarantine. And for us and for our three people, the three women that perform for us and help us, all of a sudden, like, the gig economy just gets put to a screeching halt, and we had to pivot. So the word of the day is pivot.
Oh, is that the word of the day?
Yes.
Oh.
So anytime you hear the word pivot.
There it is. I mean, yes to all of that. There's been a lot of things going on. So our business, that's one of them. Mm-hmm. Our kids being at home, teaching them. Because the thing that I am really fascinated by, or like dealing with, I think that's more of what it is, dealing with, is that we're homeschooling right now, but this is not what homeschooling really looks like, because homeschooling usually means that you're not actually at home. You're out and about in New York City doing amazing things. And yeah, see, that just happened to
sorry.
Me too. You gotta mute your volume, dude. Mute your volume.
Oh, there it is. Mute it. Good.
So we're not technically actually homeschooling. And then, I'm working from home. I'm the manager of the Jim Henson Foundation, and I do that a few days a week. And we help a lot of artists to get grants for new works of puppet theater. And so I'm working from home, but I'm actually not really working from home like what that would normally look like, because my kids are here. And everything is a little stressful and different. And there's a global pandemic happening. I mean,
right out that window.
Yep, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah. In our city,
and one of our very good friends, it's like it didn't feel real until one of our very good friends was up on Facebook, and he's like, guys, I have it. It's awful. It's terrible. I'm being interviewed on the news tomorrow, and he's describing all the symptoms, and we're like, whoa, that is not the flu that we were promised. This is actually way worse.
Well, that's what I've been saying. So I've been following this for about a month and a half now, and so because I was following what was happening in China, and you know, for a couple weeks before things got really serious here, I was saying to Chad, you know, we need to be getting ready and buying things, and I was feeling like I was a bit of a crazy person because nobody was really believing me.
Nobody was on your level yet. As soon as they closed the schools, then the switch got flipped. And it's like a whole different ball of wax.
Well, I never wanted to be right. I just want to say that. But I definitely Mama Bear took over, and I had this fierce need to protect my family and make sure that we were going to be safe and okay. And so, you know, we bought extra food and we had stuff in the house. And so when things started to seem like, oh, things are going to start happening here, it didn't feel quite as emergency mode for us. I mean, we still, you know, needed to get some extra things, but not as much as we would have needed.
Yeah, in New York City, you don't have an extra garage that you can, like, hoard toilet paper in, you know?
For real.
So, like, even though, like, we're trying to never go outside ever, mm-hmm. but, you know, we still do the laundry at the laundromat.
Well, that was stressful, though.
Stressful.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we still, okay, like, there's a 24-hour deli that used to be a gas station halfway up the block, which has amazing people running it there. So, Sunny, if you're watching, you're amazing. Thank you for staying open. And so, like, early in the morning, if we need something when nobody is there, I will go. But every time I go out, it's kind of surreal because we're in this, like, panic room quarantine kind of mode where we've been inside for a week. But when I go out to do the laundry, I'm the only one leaving, or, you know, like deli stuff, like food, like milk. Man, there are people who just do not give a crap.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, well, there's two stereotypes. Mm-hmm. There's the person who just does not care and is actively not caring, actively kind of getting in your face about, like, this isn't bad enough, and oh, you kids. You know, like, not taking it serious. Then there's people who are way too serious, who have, like, masks and hoodies pulled up to here and gloves. Like, the things you're not supposed to do, like hoarding masks and gloves. You know, like, there's people out there right now.
I just don't even know. Because now they're saying, well, you know, if you want to wear a mask, just don't wear the masks that the medical people need. But if you want to make your own mask and wear mm-hmm. that, maybe it's not such a bad idea. And if you're over 70, you should wear a mask. Like, that's what people are saying now. Whereas mm-hmm. a week ago, they were saying, don't anybody wear masks. If you're wearing a mask, you're a bad person because you're taking it from the people that need them. So there's lots of mixed messages happening. I was at the post office on Friday, and there was a woman who was just completely oblivious to any of the 6 feet distance rules that are happening here in New York State, where you're not supposed to get within 6 feet of somebody. And she was, like, getting super close. Closed everybody in line, and we're all, like, trying to space out, and I was just like, go in front of me, my thing is not that important. And she's, like, leaning on the line separators and, like, putting her hands all over her face, and I was just like, oh god. And I'm not, like, a germ person, but that was probably the height of the stress of my week, was going to the post office because I had to deal with people and open doors. And I've never in my life thought that I would be, like, you know, feeling panicky about mailing a package, but there we are.
You know what I just read on the internet? Because there's so many older folks who are not caring about this whole thing, and they should be. The new name for COVID-19 is Boomer Remover. Yeah, I know. No, we're so concerned actually for our dear friends who are older.
Yeah.
And our parents were like, hey, if you need anything, you know, like, you need to come and stay with us, you can.
We can't, because we don't know if we're carriers or not. That is part of the problem, is that we feel fine, we think we're fine, but, you know, each time we need to leave the apartment to get something, we immediately then can't leave again for 14 days to be sure that we are not carrying something, or the kids aren't. So
it's scary. But what's interesting is that the kids are, like, adapting mm-hmm. Completely fine. And it's funny, it's like, it's not the same as I'm gonna go out on a limb, but, like, you and I had talked about, like, when you were a kid, and other Jewish kids have had the same experience too, and you learn about the Holocaust, and you're like, oh, well, you play the game of, like, who would hide me, you know, or who would rat me out. And a couple of our friends too were like, yeah, I had the same experience. It was like, you know, like, I play that game. I kind of think about that too, but, like, they're totally locked into this apartment, and, like, this is like, you know, they're growing and they're going to remember this forever. Like, how long are we going to be trapped in this one place?
Well, I just want to say something. Hold on, because like, all right, Jewish girl here, that what I keep thinking about is how this is not the Holocaust.
Nothing like that.
That we do get to leave the apartment, and mm-hmm. that while there's a lot of feelings of it feeling like a war in some ways, because there's a lot of similarities in terms of shortages, in terms of like life basically stopping, mm-hmm. it's also not like that at all, because we do still have the freedom to leave if we need to walk outside and get something. You know, the kids aren't being told to sit in a closet all day or, you know, be quiet. Like, they can still run around the apartment, you know,
And they do. And they do often.
Sorry, neighbors downstairs.
Actually, I don't know if the neighbors downstairs are
well,
not.
Well, they were a few days ago. They were playing very loud music in movies.
Telling you, there's a package. When there's a package outside somebody's door, and I'm kind of waiting now. Like, how many days is it going to be there? You know, are they coming back? Maybe they took off.
Maybe they took off. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they have another home. My home. One of my homes. David Sedaris.
A lot of people went to their beach houses, their vacation houses. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. it's been warm.
But we wanted to stay here. This is our city. We wanted to stay here.
Yeah. And we've had so much to do.
we've been really busy.
So busy.
It's been exhausting.
So this past week, I was actually just on a call with the Boston Guild of Puppetry. Those guys are awesome. They had their first online meeting ever. Mm-hmm. And we're all kind of waking up to like, oh, actually, this is really great. We've had more people in this meeting than we've had in a live physical meeting in a long time. And everyone's saying, yeah, I didn't drive 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So I get to tell them all about what we were up to this week business-wise in terms of Z figured out this is going to be a big deal super early. And I've been saying this word, pivot. We pivoted. No, it's all from this... this gentleman from the Business Insider called me up and said, oh, you guys have pivoted. I'm like, oh, maybe we have pivoted. We've pivoted. Yes, that's what we're doing. But we basically are going from, hey, we're this company that does all these live shows all over the place, to we're this great streaming service. And these are all our streaming options. And we're going to do all this stuff that's streaming into your home, like, for free, and also there's these paid things too to help try to keep us afloat. And our employees, who, like you said, like are part of the gig economy, you know, independent contractors don't have any protections in terms of like, you know, unemployment or like the big fat check that's supposed to be coming from the government. Who knows? Like, nobody's talking about independent workers or artists right now, so...
But you know what I want to... Yes. And you should call your senators and say, hey, what about the freelancers?
Yes.
Because we don't qualify for unemployment, right? Mm-hmm. We aren't on a payroll. I mean, I am through the Jim Henson Foundation, and I do work there a few days a week, but our company, Wonderspark Puppets, which is Chad's income, so that's half of our income, that is where we would not qualify for unemployment, and neither do any of our contract workers. So if you know people who are independent contract artists, then you know somebody that is maybe not going to be helped by the bill that they're putting together in Congress right now. So call your senator and tell them that they need to remember the independent artists and the contract workers, because
those kind of workers make up 85 million people in this country.
Right.
It's a third of the economy, and it's a third of us Americans.
Right.
You know,
right.
A third of the job force, and we're out there, and we're artists. I feel so bad. So I feel awesome that we can continue to offer stuff to parents just like us stuck at home.
Yes.
I feel really bad for all the face painters out there, because you can't paint somebody's face virtually, but we could put on a puppet show. We could teach you how to make some puppets online.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. But, you know, like, I wanted to talk a little bit of some of the unique struggles that I feel like have been happening in the last week, and that maybe some of you guys can relate to. Mm-hmm. One of those that I just feel like is expectations. Like, we have so many different schools that are that people are going to and that are trying to transition to everything being online, and parents and teachers are being asked to basically, like, just do it. Just log in. Then we'll count your attendance, and then you'll do all this work, and we'll just figure it out. And I feel like, you guys, this is a global pandemic happening. Like, if you get like two things done today, that's a win. You know, because there are so much other things happening. You don't know what's going on in all these people's lives. Like, maybe somebody's sick at home. Maybe they're in a difficult situation. Maybe they're unstable. Like, maybe they're about to be homeless because they aren't getting money or income. Like, and you're expecting people to be able to teach their kids from home right now, like, as if it's like a regular day. And some people are going to be able to do that, but there are a lot of people aren't. And I just feel like people aren't talking about that enough. In terms of this just grandiose expectation of, like, well, we're all inside, so just, you know, figure it out, everybody.
It's a full-time job being a parent. It's a full-time job being a teacher. So it's like two jobs at the same time. It's like exponential when you have multiple kids. Like, we have two kids, and it's hard.
Well, they're ages 4.5 and 7. Yeah. You should say that.
Yes.
Two boys. And they're both super active, and being inside, I mean, yes, we could take them outside, but here is the deal, is that they are used to having, like, freedom outside. Like, usually, if they're on a scooter or a bike, they will go all the way ahead on the block to the corner and stop and wait for us. But right now, we can't let them do that. And it's really hard to be like, hey, you can have your scooter or bike, but you actually can't ride it fast really far in front of us. And the track across the street from us is closed right now, so you can't ride there. So I don't know. There's a lot of limitations. It's also just being in New York City, you're really close to everybody. Like, even on the sidewalk, when you're just walking to go to the laundromat, if you pass somebody, you have to, like, really weave around them. And you kind of, like, want to make eye contact, but at the same time, you don't, because everybody's like, oh, I don't really know you. So, yep, got you. Okay, over here. Yep. And you just kind of, you know. And if somebody isn't following the rules, you just cross the street. Like, that's me. I'm just like, Oh, there's a group of people together, or if I see an older person, I just cross the street.
Yeah, you know, people on Facebook were saying that today, like, what's with people not respecting that, like, if there's two people walking together, they're not going signal file, you know, like, they were saying, like, people just, like, walking straight through, and people are like, all right, I'm going into the street now to avoid you. Like, don't you guys see what's happening here?
Well, now that's supposed to stop. So Sunday night, 8 p.m., you're only supposed to be out alone by yourself to get something if you needed something that was, like, really important, or if you needed to get exercise, solitary exercise.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely be, you know, we can take the boys out for a walk, like, around the block. But even that is, like, really kind of, it's not a good idea. We'll get the trampoline out, and we'll do some, like, exercise and dance parties in the apartment. I mean, we live in a tiny two-bedroom apartment, people. Like, our apartment is probably the size of one of your living rooms, or smaller.
Well, I mean, let's not forget, let's see, Roxy over there in chat, you know, also lives in a big city. You know, if you live in a big city with a tiny apartment, you know. Like, look, there's a kitchen right behind me. It's right there. Right in the back of our living room space. Yeah.
Okay, speaking of kitchen, can we just talk about how much these kids eat, like, all the time? Like, constantly having to feed people, like, 3 times a day. I mean, that's fine, and I'm used to feeding them, but sometimes they go to school, and then I don't have to feed people on those days. Lunch, right? Yeah. And then all the dishes. It is unending. The sink is constantly filled with dishes, and we do not have a dishwasher. So, I mean, I don't know. Between, like, washing my hands and doing the dishes, like, it's a lot.
This is how we maintain balance, and I'm sure everybody has their own special tricks and schedules. So in the morning, we wake up. They wake up usually around, like, 7 nowadays.
Yeah, no alarm.
And then within, like, 2 hours, like, we start our day at 9 o'clock school, and in the morning, from, like, that time until after lunch, we can be anywhere from, like, 12 to 1. We're having kind of school, which is, like, super casual compared to what the, like, public school kids are having to do, because they have to be plugged in for 8 hours in order to get credit.
Well, I'm not totally sure. I actually don't know what everybody's different routines are with public school, but I do know that there are certain schools that you have to log in at a certain time and then be logged in all day in order to have attendance taken and things. But so we're doing school in the first part of the day, and then in the second part of the day it's free choice, and they get to
pick. Some of the, hold on, let me get some projects.
Okay, we have some projects laying around that they've been doing. You could show them the bean counters, the growth charts. See back here.
Okay.
You can't really see them.
So you'll have to describe.
We planted seeds, and so each day we're checking to see if the seeds have grown, and marking off the days. And
What do you call this?
Well, Finn made candle holders for Shabbat. Yep.
But it's like this, like.
Oh, it's air dry clay. It's like model magic, but it's knockoff. So, yep. So this a lot of clay like making.
A lot of reading happening, and.
And some of our projects that we made earlier in the week, we walked to a friend's house and delivered them as like a pen pal craft type of thing.
I Exist on Facebook says, staying home much more gives us much more room for creativity. If only we could all do what we're passionate about and get paid for doing it instead of having to go to a 9-to-5 job. Well, that was our, that was my 9-to-5, more like 5 to 8 p.m. is like all day, every day. And some artists are going to continue to get paid for what they do. Like if you are a professional painter, you can still paint in your gallery. Nothing's stopping you from like working at home.
If your studio is at home.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, everybody's lives are being upended right now. Yeah. And we just wanted to share a little bit about what our experience has been like here in New York City. I went shopping for groceries last Thursday night, which right now feels like a century ago. So I'm not saying like 3 days ago.
Do you remember life before COVID-19?
No, I mean, time is just so weird right now. That's the thing, too, is that time is weird. Like, I will say that it is, it almost, o'clock. Oops, sorry, it's that's my o'clock. Computer. Oh, there that is. It tells me exactly how long I've been, you know, going down a rabbit hole, learning about something I didn't know anything about before, and then snaps me out of it. What was I going to say? Oh, you know what time feels like in a little bit to me is when you, somebody said this to me the other day, it's like when you first have a baby and you kind of wake up, you're home all the time with the baby, you go out, but just for the things you need, and then you come back because the baby, and so it feels a little bit like that, but weirder. I mean, undoubtedly weirder. And tomorrow is the first day where we have, like, instruction from the kids' schools. We have, some incentives of things to do for the UPK program that our 4.5-year-old is in, and then also a packet of stuff that I have not even had time to look at from our son's school, so our 7-year-old son's school. So we have to look at that and then get ready for that. I mean, oh, my God. I mean...
Yep.
This is exhausting. It is exhausting. And then to layer on top of that is just like, you know, doing all this stuff for the puppetry company.
She worked all day on the letters of intent for the Jim Henson Foundation all day. So if you applied to the Jim Henson Foundation for this granting cycle, this woman in the middle of all this is still working for you, getting those letters of intent processed and contacting people today, pretty sure saying, well, like, hey, it's going to happen.
Well, basically,
change this thing, give me this thing.
If you applied and sent in a letter and you didn't hear from me by today, that means that I didn't get it. So, but I think y'all heard from me. We are going to try to keep all of that running like normal. Somebody even wrote me back and said, well, it's nice to feel like this is one bit of normal in the midst of this sea of crazy. And I was like, yep, solidarity.
Yeah. But we basically like have been working nonstop. I mean, as parents, as professionals trying to pivot.
There it is again.
This business.
Should we be like Pee Wee Herman? Like, yeah!
Oh, man. Oh, wait, you did a pretty good Pee Wee the other day.
I can't just pull that out. No,
it's hard.
No, I don't want to be weird.
But she can do a pretty good Pee Wee.
I don't know. But it's not like me trying to impersonate Pee-wee. It's me trying to impersonate something else, and then it comes out sounding like that. So, you know, it's like a bad impersonation of something else.
But that's the best. That's the basis for a good voice that is your own, is a bad impersonation of somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't do Sean Connery, but my terrible Sean Connery impersonation turned into this character that we used in this one show, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Remember developing shows? That's what I thought I was going to be doing this whole time. I was like, oh, if we stay inside all the time, man, I have these two shows I'm supposed to develop for a February premiere and a Hanukkah premiere. This year, it's like, oh, man, I got all the time in the world. No. I've been applying to anything that didn't sound like a total scam that might get us money through the government, through an arts foundation.
Well, just so that we don't lose, like, half our income for the year, because that's really what it is. It's, you know, I bring in half and you bring in half, and, you know, somewhere in the middle we are able to, you know, support our livelihood here in the city. I mean, we live in New York City. It's expensive to live here.
Yeah. So, brief PSA, if it feels like a scam, it's probably a scam. There have been a couple things that I carefully applied to in terms of, like, getting funding. It's like, hey, if you lost money, if you're an artist, apply to this. Mm-hmm. But a couple of them were like, yeah, we're just going to collect all this money, and then the people with the most need will get it. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't a mechanism listed in place for how that's going to happen and how that can be transparent. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, hey, tell your friends, put your money into this account over here. And then if you don't hear from us, well, sorry. I mean, even if that is you out there and you're listening to this and you're like, hey, that's my thing, it might sound like a scam, so you need to, like, update your thing so it feels more transparent.
I love how Chad and I are completely concerned about completely different things, because this is where Chad is, and I'm like, but honey, I can't find yeast. Like, I've been looking for more packets of yeast, and I know I bought a bunch, but what if we run out? How will we make bread? How will we make pizza? Like, we need our carbohydrates. This is important. And Chad's like, I think that this granting opportunity for nonprofits doesn't really apply to us, but this other thing might, and we have to live stream this puppet DIY. And I'm like, okay, but yeast. And how are we going to do laundry? And we still haven't folded the laundry, in case you're wondering. It's still right sitting over there.
But I did it. Maybe it'll have to sit there for a certain number of days just in case the laundry machine was infected. I had to call the laundromat, because I went over at 6 o'clock and there was a new sign that said, no, we open at 7. I'm like, okay, fair. Okay, so come back at 7. It's closed still, and there's a woman sitting outside with a mask that she made herself, waiting. So I'm sitting 20 feet away from her. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to call him. Woke up the guy. Unfortunately, he had to call somebody else, wake up them. They had to call somebody else, wake them, so they could, like, open the place. And then as I'm putting my things into the washer, the woman who just woke up has a can of Lysol, and she's spraying all the machines. You know where the... So there's this little card that you have to get that you put money on, and when you have to tap it, it's an NFC chip inside, and you have to tap it to the machine. She's, like, hosing those down with Lysol. God.
I mean, thank you. Thanks for doing that. Yeah. But
it's like another COVID-19 memory. I remember that time there was a global pandemic, and our economy just got shot and kicked into a ditch.
Well, the other day it was raining. And I was like, oh, perfect. I can take the kids to the playground now because it's raining. So I got them into their raincoats and their rain pants. And like, if you don't know this, but straight slides in the rain, if you have the right ground underneath it that's also slippery in the rain, it's the best. It's like a slip and slide if you have rain pants on. And so the kids went and did slip and slides in the rain. And it was super fun. But that was the only time that I felt comfortable in the last 6 days having them be at the playground, because I don't know, who knows? It's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
One, I'm going to grab a water bottle.
Okay.
You got to stay hydrated, especially if you're doing a podcast or if you're just, you know, stuck inside your house forever. So I'm going to get you some water.
Okay. I'm going to read you Bippin's comment. So Bippin says here, he's our buddy. Hey, Bippin in Nepal. Bippin in Nepal says, we are also, like, locked down and no more work. Only emergency services are running. Even boundaries are blocked down from Monday 23 for Monday the 23rd for 2 weeks, and also air services. So nothing going in and out of Nepal either. I mean, that's the story of so many of us right now. And I don't know if anybody else relates to this, but so my mom lives fairly rurally, and talking to her about a week ago, I was saying, Mom, this is important. Like, you know, you are in the category that you need to be really concerned right now and making sure you have everything you need and staying home. And I mean, I was feeling like she wasn't hearing me, but now I feel like she does hear me, you know, a week later. But it's just stressful because there are so many people in our lives who fall into these categories of at-risk people.
Hey, and look who just signed on.
Oh, hi, Mom. Awkward. I was just talking about you and how much I love you. There's so many people that we care about and that we're concerned about and that we want to be okay. So, Mom, stay home. Mm. That's what we're saying.
That's right.
Don't leave.
Don't listen to your friends who are like, this is not a big deal.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Right. And actually, they just released this whole 10-point thing about what you're supposed to do that everybody should look at, because that's what we're doing here in New York State. So not just New York City, but New York State.
Now, when I had to drive the other day, Wednesday, man, where was I going? I forget. It feels like an age ago.
You had to pick up the show.
Nope. Different one.
No, also, I love touching my face after I wash my hands. Anybody else? No, just me. Like, I take a shower and I'm like, ah. Because when you're outside, I'm like, don't touch your face. Don't do it. No, it's just me.
So when you get, you like, Lysol your hands and like,
I don't know. I never realized how much I enjoyed, like, being able to touch my face until I was told that you're not allowed to touch your face.
You're banned. You're like, yeah. No, but
need to do it. I don't know. Comment if you're a face toucher and you're feeling the need to touch your face.
Nobody will admit to being a face toucher. Unless you're a face hugger, I guess. And you're like, I have to touch
faces. I miss hugging people, though. I do. I miss hugging people. Do you miss...
I hug you every day.
Yeah, that's true. But I miss hugging, like, my friends. You know, I miss seeing my friends. But you know what we've been doing is I call them up and we go on walks alone together. So they'll be on a walk and they're part of the city and I'll be on a walk in my part of the city and then we'll be on the phone walking alone. Yeah.
It's nice.
It's nice. It's a nice way to connect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We are at 30 minutes, so we should probably wrap it up pretty soon.
I mean...
This is our first episode. How long do we want to go, Chad?
So, you should know, because I podcasted for 6 years, basically like once a week. The podcast can go for as long as it needs to. Oh. That's the rule.
Okay.
Because if you're trying to be like, oh my God, a certain time, you know, like shorter or longer, if you're trying to fill time, if you're trying to crunch, it's not as great as if you're just like casual. Mm-hmm. So dropping some knowledge. It is what it is.
Oh, all right. Well, then we don't want to have limits.
We don't want to be like, we're saving this for next week.
Well, let's pivot for a second.
Hey, you want to actually pivot? Like, I'm pivoting my body.
No, let's talk a little bit about some of the responses that we've gotten from some of the videos that we've done this week.
So, we both worked so hard, especially you,
You're welcome.
To make sure people knew that we were live streaming a puppet show on Friday at 11 o'clock. And because of the build up to it, because we got such an amazing response building up to it, we announced a few days before, we're like, okay, this is a huge response. Clearly there's a need. We're going to do this every single Friday at 11 o'clock. Because why not? You know, it's like there's all these parents stuck at home and it gave parents a chance to be without their kids, but watching something wholesome and live and fun for like 40 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So let's read some of the comments.
You should pick your favorites.
Oh, man. So
there's some really nice
so many amazing comments, and I just want to say, if you're out there, thank you so much for tuning in. All of these comments warmed our hearts, and I couldn't, because I was performing behind the booth, I couldn't read them. So reading them after the fact was just so amazing. So thank you so much. And people send us pictures too.
Yeah, we have pictures of their kids watching the show.
It's so weird to see.
Videos of them watching the show.
Yeah. It's so weird to see somebody watching you perform on a monitor.
Well, if you're not a TV puppeteer, yes.
Yes. Yeah, right, because all the Sesame Street people are like, well, that's just, you know, whatever.
Just another day at the office.
Yeah. No, so let's see. So these are without names. So we just want to say thank you to everybody. Let's see. So let's see. Somebody says, thank you so much for the show. This is actually such a perfect way for
her son
to watch, since he has sensory issues and he has pretty much never been able to pay attention for any kind of, you know, anything. That's amazing. I mean, puppets are magic like that.
Yeah, and we had so many people say things like that they were able to take a meeting or something even while the show was happening, or just have a moment of joy and laughter in their home. So we were so grateful to hear from everybody who saw the show. So we're going to do another show next Friday. So get excited.
Every Friday, different show.
Every Friday while we're here. In our apartment.
For who knows how long.
Yep.
So, let's see. It says, this one says, this is so fantastic. My boys haven't laughed that hard since their last live puppet show. That's just amazing. They absolutely loved it, and I was grateful for a positive distraction. I had an important team Zoom. Everybody's on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been the only thing this week that actually distracted my kids while I had to take a call.
Right, because like we were saying, parents are having to work while they're at home with their kids who are also having to do schoolwork, and it's just a lot. We are being asked to do a lot right now, not just like... you know, be a part of this global community effort to try to, you know, lower the spread, flatten the curve. I couldn't think of the phrase, flatten the curve. But, you know, there's a lot of anxiety that is coming up with all of that. And then to try to continue on in some kind of normalcy, I don't know, it's just a lot to unpack and to take in and to try to do. Tomorrow's Monday, so tomorrow we're gonna try to
do it again. Yeah,
again.
So what we want to offer to you, the world, is stuff that can possibly fit into your school's curriculum.
Oh yeah. So if you're a teacher, or if you're a parent or homeschooler, or anybody who's studying anything, or you just have a favorite book or something that you love, send me an email. Because I would love to create a custom puppet DIY just for you, you know, and we'll do a shout out when we do it, when we, in the live stream, I'll say, and this goes out to, you know, we'll just use my kid's name, Finn in Astoria. Thank you, Finn. He loves the book, The Min Pins by Roald Dahl, because that has been his obsession for a week, and if you haven't read it, it's a little scary at the beginning, but I think it's real good, just like any good Roald Dahl book.
Yeah.
And
except I think The Witches is scary the whole time.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But he wants us to... different
book. That's a different Roald Dahl book, sorry.
Yes, but we've been reading The Min Pins, and so he wants us to make a Min Pin puppet. Absolutely, we could do that. So if you have an idea of a puppet DIY that you want us to do, send me an email, z@wondersparkpuppets.com. And that's Z like XYZ. And let's talk. I would love to, you know, have some ideas from you guys of things that you would love to see, and then we can make it happen. And the people who are doing the puppet DIYs are myself and our performing partners, Jenny, Christina, and Julia. So.
Right. You can also just hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/wondersparkpuppets. And if you didn't know, we're doing those DIY workshop live streams every single day. So it's 4 o'clock on the weekdays.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, four o'clock.
And if you want to do it during school hours, we're archiving all the streams. You could check us out on Facebook. We're also on YouTube.
Oh yeah, our YouTube channel has everything.
So mm-hmm. with every day that we do it, which is every single day, we get more grouped up. So if you want to do a whole bunch, if you want to be like, hey, school, here's like a ton of things that could work into your curriculum, let us know. We're flexible.
That's right. Yeah. So we're doing lots of stuff.
Yeah. And so I hope that some of the things we're doing can help you parents, you fellow parents out there.
Yes.
Because like you, we are also trapped in our tiny apartments with our children. And we have to be parents and teachers at the same time.
Yeah. So onward to another week.
Yeah, right. Oh, before we go, I want to read this one.
Oh, okay.
because I read this and I cried. I cried when I read this.
Oh, so can I give some context?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from our friend whose son is autistic, and he he's usually very good about communicating things, but sometimes it can be difficult for him to say exactly why he's feeling in a certain way that he's feeling. And in our show, the theme of our show that Chad just did, Fox Fables, is that can you still be you even if a part of you isn't with you anymore? Right? Yeah. Because the fox loses his tail.
He loses his tail. He tries to be all these different animals instead. Because somebody tells him he can't be a fox without his tail anymore. He discovers in the end that even though he's lost a part of himself, he's still the same inside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a very silly Aesop's Fable mashup remix that I crafted with a bit of help from a 12th century rabbi. but it's about loss. It's about losing something special or losing a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. And most people don't, I'm not saying like most people don't get it. No. It's more just like, I don't get to discuss the deeper themes of the show because we're not super specific about that. So
I'll read it. So Ralph has been very anxious about a molar that's been hanging on by a thread in the back of his mouth. So he's a little bit older. So his molars are leaving. He's been stimming quite nervously on it as it dangles there. It just finally fell out and he shouted that he's still a little boy. I'm still a little boy. I'm still me. And he's still a fox. And I'm still Ralph. And I seriously cannot thank you enough. He's so calm about it now. Thank you. He usually panics when his teeth are loose and tries to frantically scotch tape them back in, but I never realized it had to do with anxiety about losing himself or altering who he is at his core. I really didn't know that until today. Thanks. And we got permission from his mom to share his name and a little bit about him with some of our listeners. So thank you. And congratulations, Ralph. You lost a tooth. I hope the tooth fairy came and visited you tonight. And I'm so glad that it wasn't a frightening experience for you and that our show helped you a little bit with that.
That's right. You're you. You're Ralph, mm-hmm. No matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was one of our big highs from the week, was doing that show like on Friday.
Reading
and then
that in tears, because I never hear anybody talk about like the meaning.
The moral.
And the way I was able to help somebody realize something about their own kid.
Yeah.
You know?
That was super special.
That's so special. So thank you mm-hmm. so much for sharing. Thanks to everybody who shared.
Yes, and we've heard from so many friends and people we've never met who are now friends, you know, supporting us on this journey of whatever this is going to become. And so that's why we decided, you know, what would be fun is if we, you know, kind of reached out to you guys on Sunday nights and said, hey, this is how it's going with us. So we hope that you've enjoyed listening.
Yeah.
We're going to start a podcast so that if you don't want to watch us talking, you can listen to us talking, which is always helpful for me because I'm, you know, like doing dishes or something and I can mm-hmm. listen to, you know, other things while I do that.
Yeah, so it's Puppet Parents Podcast, I think.
Puppet Parent Podcast.
Yeah, puppetparentpodcast.com. The site's not up yet, but much like a clown painting their own unique face onto a Fabergé egg, we bought the domain.
Wait, what?
That's the modern day version of that. Okay. That's what you have to do.
A clown painting their face
every clown has a unique makeup that is unique to them.
Right.
But in order to register that as you have to paint that onto an egg and then mail it into a very specific place that has them all in a big collection. It's one of the many very interesting things about clowns.
Well, it's fascinating.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Look, Google it. It's quite amazing. And our friend, Funny Honey, who is an amazing clown, taught mm-hmm. me many things about how to be funny for kids.
Yeah, that's true. Honey
taught
is
me
best.
That.
She's
yeah.
the best.
Yeah, she also taught me about clown, well, let's call them clown bosses. Not the derogatory term, no. clown boss. But that's another. We'll save that for next time.
No. So we're so happy to be able to share our experience and our highs and lows with all of you from the past week. And you know, feel free to contact us and let us know what you like, what you'd like to see. We want to make things that people are interested in and want to see. And then we'll just keep sharing. So we'll be back here next Sunday night after bedtime at some point, whenever that is. Some of you understand. And and we'll tell you how the week went. Hopefully it went well.
So we're Chad and Z from Wonderspark Puppets.
That's right. He's Chad. I'm Z. Yeah.
You can check us out online at wondersparkpuppets.com. We're on facebook.com/wondersparkpuppets.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram. Follow us there. We stream live on Instagram for half a second. Sorry, Instagram. Next time, man. Next time. We'll figure it out.
Too many things to figure out all at once tonight. Yeah. Like, we'd never really live streamed before, like, last week.
Yeah.
So.
And now people are looking to us with questions. They're like, you're the live stream puppet people.
We're figuring it out, but, you know, with all of you in lots of ways. We're excited to see what the next...
God, where will we be in a week?
I don't know.
A week ago, we weren't live streaming nothing.
I hope that we're laughing this much in a week. That's what I hope. And I hope that we're still feeling really positive and that we still are getting along so well.
Mm-hmm.
Living together in this tiny place with our kids. But you know what's been nice? We got to spend a lot of time together this week, and that's been really nice.
Yeah. Now, if only we could stop working 16 hours a day. To pivot.
There it is again. Pivot. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks for watching.
Bye.